Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harris. I'm very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. I want to play this audio for you guys. The national pundits, they're kind of giving up on Buffalo. Here's Damian Woody.
They've royally messed up their window. They've had the AFC East locked down for 6 years.
Yep.
And they have nothing to show for it. And guess what? You just mentioned it.
Yep.
Here are the Patriots. They're back again. And so you look at Josh Allen, you look at this game yesterday, you know, you heard whispers, oh, it was the Miami Dolphins. This is not a trap game. I'm sorry. Buffalo, you're not even leading the division, and it's a divisional game. You got your butts whipped against the Miami Dolphins that we had written off dead to rights.
Yep.
Fired their general manager.
Yep.
Their coach is basically out the door, and all they did was whip your behind down there in South Beach. This is not a bad game. This is more of a bad sign for Buffalo, in my opinion.
That was Damian Woody of ESPN talking about the Buffalo Bills. I want to play one more cut for you guys. Here is Colin Cowherd. He thinks that the Bills are wasting Josh Allen.
And here's my thing with Sean McDermott. Something's always leaking, and it takes him an entire offseason to figure it out. You don't have an offseason. You're wasting Josh Allen's prime. The running game took years to solve. Now, the passing game, what? I have to wait until next year to solve it? I mean, Justin Herbert doesn't have his tackles or his number one running back, and Jim Harbaugh's got him in a three-game winning streak. Their offensive line is atrocious. Three-game winning streak. San Francisco has Mac Jones quarterbacking. The receivers aren't healthy. Where's Ayuk? Where's Ricky Pearsall? Mac Jones yesterday went 33 of 39. Buffalo has been mostly healthy, schedule third easiest in the league, and yet they have one win over a team with a winning record. So in their three losses, they've averaged 15 points. With Josh Allen and James Cook, how is that possible?
So that was Colin Cowherd talking about the Buffalo Bills, and he feels like the Bills are wasting Josh Allen's prime. So you know what I did? I took a trip over to Bills Reddit. I was just curious. And usually when we do this, we go through the post. And I was kind of starting the process of getting some posts together so we could sit here and we could mock the Buffalo Bills, right? But you know what I saw? I saw someone create a meme. And the meme was the Buffalo Bills cycle featuring Josh Allen. I was like, you know what? That's it. This is what they have as the cycle. After a weird week one, the Bills will dominate for the next 2 to 4 weeks. They will start to lose confusing games in October to inferior opponents. Fans believe the sky is falling. They'll beat the Chiefs in the middle of the season in the CBS 425 slot. Go on a dominant run in the back half of the season. Beat a wild card team, just happy to be there, then lose in the divisional round or conference championship due to a turnstile defense. Sign players who could blossom in our system or wash defensive stars. Draft okay talent in the first three rounds and then find the most random gem in the sixth. Make fans believe that this is the year that they can win it all, and it goes in a circle. You know what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That actually kind of sounds like the Buffalo Bills. I mean, I hate to disagree with them about them, but tell me what part of that sounds incorrect about the Buffalo Bills. This is the state that they've been in. They are a very good team. Even now, I don't think they're going to win their division. I think the Patriots are going to win that division. But I mean, we're talking about a team that will have won their division in 6 of the last 7 years, been to a couple AFC championship games, won playoff games, home, road. The Bills have been a good football team for the last handful of years. I mean, Damian Woody is right. They don't really have much to show for it. You know what the Bills have to show for all their success right now? Some We Won Our Division t-shirts. That's what they have. They have some We Won Our Division merch is what they have. People ain't checking for that. So, again, I wish I could argue with Buffalo about how Buffalo feels about Buffalo, but I don't know if I can. This kind of has been the cycle. And last thing here on Buffalo, and then we can move on, as they are moving into a new stadium, are they going to continue with what they've been doing? Now, we obviously got a lot of football left, so I'm not here, oh, this guy's getting fired, this guy's getting fired. But if this season ends how I think it is going to end for Buffalo, where they are going to have basically the same season for, what, 4 straight years? 5 straight years? Do you think you're walking into a brand new $2 billion stadium and everybody gets to go over there? I don't know if that's the case. Rob, what do we say on this show? Eventually, when things are the way they are, you got to hand the public somebody. I mean, they're not handing the public Josh Allen. I don't think they're handing the public their general manager. I'm going to guess that they're probably going to hand the public their head coach. And we all know that will be a very coveted job. Look, you're in a winnable division. You've got a franchise quarterback who's under 30 years old. Like, there's going to be a lot of things to love about that Buffalo Bills job if it becomes available. But if this is the exact same season over and over and over, I don't know if you can walk into a brand new stadium. And I think we know prices are going to go up, personal seat licenses. I don't know if you can go into that same season with everybody coming over there. Somebody's got to pay for a disappointing season, and disappointing by their metrics.
I've kind of felt for a while like eventually Sean McDermott's going to get run out of Buffalo. Now, I will say, I can't believe he's lasted this long. And that is not an indictment on, I think he's a bad coach. I just think Sean McDermott is fine. I don't think teams are good because of Sean McDermott, but I think teams are never bad because of Sean McDermott. So I'm surprised Sean McDermott has lasted this long in Buffalo, because I do believe they got to be handed something. But man, maybe I'm just speaking for myself. I think Joe Brady is going to get a college football job at the end of the season.
I think Joe Brady's going to be the head coach at LSU.
I actually think Penn State, because he went to Penn State. But he's getting a college football job. Yeah. They're going to have to hire a new offensive coordinator. If Sean McDermott hires, I know Brian Daboll's going to be the hot name among coordinators because he was up there and successful. If he hires Daboll and then Josh Allen looks like Josh Allen again, because this year he's been pretty mediocre, does that get the heat off him? Does the fact that his OC is probably leaving the season's in give him a chance to kind of reset and restart? Or is it actual hot seat time for McDermott? Because I'm surprised every year he survives, but he's going to get another offensive coordinator hire in about 3 months, I think. Like, is that enough to survive in advance? Because I don't think the Bills are Super Bowl good, not as they're currently constructed.
Yeah, I mean, this Bills team, they're just going to, and it sounds crazy to say for a team that I think can win 11 games this year, but are you winning a championship with that defense and or the parts that you have put around Josh Allen? I don't know if that's the case. Or is it one of those scenarios like we saw, 25 years ago with Tampa Bay, where Tampa Bay had Tony Dungy. They were a very, very good team, and they just needed somebody to come in and get them over the hump. They needed different. Sometimes you just need different. You need a new voice, a change of direction, some new motivation, whatever it could possibly be. Could you see Buffalo move in that direction at the end of the season? We'll obviously see how things have to play themselves out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.